Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead starting 5 ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Serena Williams is bounced from Wimbledon and faces questions about her future.
A wide receiver gets a surprisingly large payday.
And after a spicy breakup with her team, a WNBA star finds a new flame. From Wondery, I'm Tiffany Oshinsky.
And I'm Sarah Cazell. It's Wednesday, June 29th, and this is Starting Five, five sports headlines in 10 minutes.
All right, let's start out in London, where there was so much excitement about Serena Williams' return to Wimbledon after a full year off due to an injury suffered at last year's Wimbledon. But her return was short-lived as she lost her first round match to Harmony Tan out of France on Tuesday in three sets, 7-5, 1-6, 7-6. What was the story of this match, Sarah?
Well, Tiff, it went right down to the wire. Williams came within 2 points of a win, but she was not consistent enough throughout the match to make it happen. She made 22 unforced errors in the first set alone and finished with 54 unforced errors compared to 28 from Tan, who said she was scared to play Serena when she first saw the draw. This is just the third time Williams failed to get past the first round of a major in 80 career appearances. Wow. So the obvious question now for Williams is, at 40 years old, just how much does she have left in her? Here she is post-match on Tuesday.
Would that be your last singles match, do you think?
That's a question I can't answer. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where I'll pop up?
Elsewhere on the women's side, Iga Świątek of Poland won her first round match on Tuesday, beating Croatian Jana Fett in straight sets to win her 36th consecutive match. That win, Tiff, gives her the longest win streak of the 21st century, moving her past Venus Williams, who previously held the record with 35 straight wins. Serena Williams, meanwhile, was right behind her at 34. Still, speaking after her victory on Tuesday, Świątek downplayed comparisons to the Williams sisters.
When I see Serena or see Venus, they seem like, I don't know, the legends, and I don't consider myself a legend. They seem like the ones that, you know, they're the greatest of all time in tennis.
Serena posted a photo of her smiling and waving to the crowd on Instagram after her loss with the caption, quote, "That was insane and intense. Not the result I came for, but my goodness, I enjoyed that. I hope you did as well."
Yeah, I hope she enjoyed it enough that maybe this won't be her last Wimbledon. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. In the NFL, the Washington Commanders can sleep soundly tonight, at least on one front. While their owner, Daniel Snyder, continues to evade calls to testify before Congress, their top wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, has agreed to a three-year, $71 million extension. That makes him one of the top five highest-paid receivers in the league. So, Tiff, I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Well, it's great news for McLaurin, I can tell you that. And it's also part of a trend. So many receivers have made record-breaking deals this offseason, including Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, and A.J. Brown, who each signed for at least $100 million. Plus, you have guys like Stephon Diggs, who received a four-year, $96 million deal, and Cooper Kupp, who got a three-year, $80.1 million deal. But here's the thing. These guys consistently rank at the top of the league in receiving yards and touchdowns. McLaurin, He ranked 24th in receptions last season, 20th in yards, and 40th in touchdowns. So even though McLaurin is easily Washington's best receiver, no doubt, you do have to wonder if this was a good deal for the Commanders. And if McLaurin can get that type of money, then you've got to think guys like DK Metcalf and Deebo Samuel, who are looking to sign new contracts, are going to have even more leverage in their negotiations.
Oh, Tiff, I am sure Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch in San Francisco are just thrilled to see those numbers continue to go up.
Now to a tough story out of Major League Soccer, where the first known case of CTE in an American soccer player has been found. A story published by the New York Times on Tuesday revealed that Scott Vermillion, a former MLS player in the late 90s and early 2000s, had stage 2 CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, when he died in December 2020.
That's right, Tiff. Vermillion died on Christmas Day 2020, just 2 days after turning 44 years old. Now, the direct cause of death was alcohol and prescription drug poisoning, according to the New York Times. But Vermillion's family shared that they learned last November, about a year after his death, that researchers at Boston University found stage 2 of the degenerative brain disease in Vermillion. Now, when most sports fans think of CTE, they likely think of the NFL, but repeated blows to the head and concussions are a big part of soccer as well. Dr. Robert Stern at Boston University, who studies potential CTE cases specifically in soccer players, shared his concerns with CBS Mornings back in 2019.
I am concerned that this game played by hundreds of millions across the globe might be played in a way right now that could lead to later life brain disease. That's pretty scary.
Vermillion retired from soccer in 2001 due to a nagging ankle injury, but Vermillion's family told the Times that in the decade following his retirement, they noticed increased aggression and more erratic behavior, along with growing substance abuse issues. Now, the Major League Soccer Players Union responded to the Times report on Tuesday, calling for permanent changes to the league's substitution rules to allow teams to properly and fully address potential concussions.
A sad story that hopefully can bring about some change for good.
Moving to Formula One, on Tuesday, Lewis Hamilton spoke out against retired F1 champion Nelson Piquet for using a racist term. The offensive comment, which was directed at Hamilton, was made during an interview last year, but audio of that interview was only recently released. So, Tiff, what exactly happened here?
Well, Sarah, first, we should explain the relationship between Lewis Hamilton and Nelson Piquet. One of Lewis Hamilton's biggest rivals is Max Verstappen, and Nelson Piquet is the father of Verstappen's longtime girlfriend, Kelly Piquet. So Hamilton's rival's girlfriend's father. And basically what happened was last year, Lewis Hamilton was involved in a crash at the British Grand Prix that resulted in Max Verstappen's car going off the tracks and suffering a major impact with the barriers. When speaking about that crash last year, Nelson Piquet called Hamilton the N-word in Portuguese. After that audio was obtained by various media outlets, including CNN, on Tuesday, Lewis Hamilton, the seven-time F1 world champion, tweeted, quote, "These archaic mindsets need to change and have no place in our sport. I've been surrounded by these attitudes and targeted my whole life. There has been plenty of time to learn. Time has come for action." The league, his team Mercedes, and other drivers have all come out in support of Hamilton, who has often spoken about the lack of diversity in Formula One, including this interview with Sky Sports in 2020.
When you walk into the paddock of Formula One, there aren't there might be one or two other people of color in this whole paddock and in all the teams. And I've known, this is nothing new for me. This has been the case the way it has been since I got to Formula One, since I started karting. It's been something I've been talking to Toto about, really trying to improve diversity within our team.
As of this recording, no formal action has been taken against Piquet, though some have speculated that he might be banned from attending Formula One events. And neither Max Verstappen nor his team, Red Bull Racing, have said anything about the incident. Now let's wrap this thing up in the WNBA. It is getting spicy out west. We learned last week that the Phoenix Mercury and veteran center Tina Charles agreed on a, quote, contract divorce, immediately ending what had been a one-year deal. Then on Tuesday, 3 days later, Charles jumped right into her next marriage with the Seattle Storm, a rival of the Phoenix Mercury and a team that is absolutely stacked with talent. So what do you make of all of this, Sarah?
Tiff, spicy indeed. Plenty to unpack here. First of all, let's be clear. Tina Charles wants to win her first ring, and Seattle is a great place to try and win it. She is a former league MVP, an 8-time All-Star, and she was the league scoring leader just last season. But she is now in the 12th year of her pro career and has never won a WNBA title. We can assume that she thought she would be chasing one in Phoenix this season with Diana Taurasi, Brittany Griner, and Skylar Diggins-Smith. The Mercury are struggling greatly this year, partly due to the absence of Griner, who, of course, has been in Russian custody on drug charges since mid-February. Here is Charles talking about the move to Seattle at her introductory press conference on Tuesday.
I have a small window, and there's a way that I want to play with the time I have left playing. There's a way I want to be coached. And so just knowing about the culture here, having a good relationship with Sue, it just made sense for me.
Charles also mentioned wanting to work with players who carry themselves well on and off the court. And I have to wonder, Tiff, if she was thinking about her former Mercury teammate Sophie Cunningham, who screamed bleep Tina Charles at the end of the Mercury's win over the Wings on Saturday night. So clearly some tension there.
Yeah, no doubt. But can I just say that I'm glad to see Charles is getting a second wind with the Storm.
Okay.
Cheesy indeed.
Yeah, on that note, we're shutting this episode down, Tiff. That's what you've done with that joke. That is all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for listening. From Wondery, I am Sarah Cazell.
And I'm Tiffany Oshinsky. And remember to check out our other show, The Lead, where today we take a look at the remarkable rise of hockey's baby-faced assassin, the Colorado Avalanche's Cale Makar. Go give it a listen.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead starting five ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.